You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
Homes.com has collaboration tools to help home shoppers search, share, and discuss home shopping with family, friends, and their agent directly through the site. Though it was fun to get that email from your husband about that three-bedroom in the hills, to which you replied via text that you would never live in the hills and you'd like to find a three-bedroom closer to the beach, to which he replied, "Why are you so uncompromising?" A fun way to spend an afternoon, but we think it's just a tad bit easier our way. Homes.com.
Ding dong.
We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Oh, an incredible story out of Fairlawn today, where police say they've solved another crime involving the so-called torso killer. But this is the hook. It's been nearly six decades since this case has been acted upon. Apparently, the killer just stepped up and claimed another victim. Marla Diamond working the investigation, which looks like another case, a cold case file, I should say, has been solved.
Hoping to give Alice Eberhardt's family some closure, Fairlawn Police Sergeant Eric Ellis-Witch helped reopen the case in 2021 after serial killer Richard Cottingham admitted in prison to several murders in Bergen County in the 60s and 70s.
Recently, he gave a full confession telling us how he encountered her and how ultimately he committed the crime.
Ellis-Witch said Cottingham is serving three life sentences for similar crimes.
I mean, I can't speak what's in his mind, but I can tell you that his health is declining. He's up there in age now, so perhaps that did motivate him in some way.
Alice's family said they were deeply moved by the efforts of the Fairlawn police, who they thanked for never forgetting her. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Extraordinary story there. Much-needed upgrades headed to a section of the Williamsburg Bridge. Mayor Mamdani, transportation officials announcing that today.
Mayor Mamdani rode in on a city bike and then picked up a shovel alongside DOT. He says he doesn't want cyclists having to wait any longer for streetscape changes and that the work is starting immediately.
This is something that need not wait even for us to have the additional conversations about larger streetscape changes right here and across the city.
He says for years, cyclists have been the ones across the city paying the price for poor street designs.
We have created infrastructure issues for cyclists that we are then ticketing them for, where it is easier to be out of compliance with the law than be in compliance with the law.
The project is estimated to cost $70 million. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
Do not block the bus lanes. You have been warned. The MTA expanding automated camera enforcement along a number of Brooklyn and Bronx bus routes starting this Friday. That means if you, it means you'll get automatically ticketed if a camera catches you blocking the bus stops, the busways, if you're illegally double marked, and of course the bus lanes. This latest expansion comes to the BX9, the BX15, the B11, and the B63. People found in violation will get summonses starting at $50 and go up to $250 for repeat offenders. Oh, yes. The MTA says the camera program is helping to speed up buses. Some corridors see buses as much as 30% faster. That's crazy. They're also associated with a drop in collisions as well as vehicle emissions. The holiday season hasn't ended just yet up in East Harlem with the celebration of Three Kings Day.
Kids wearing crowns, others dressed in biblical attire, and of course the massive papier-mâché figures of three kings making their way down 106th Street.
It means everything. It's our Christmas. It's, you know, Christmas part two. It's a big tradition here in El Barrio.
It's the celebration of the biblical story of the three wise men, but Arthur Vergara, here for the first time, sees more in the message.
Our culture is full of enthusiasm, color, music,
love.
It's a show of community coming together. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Harlem.
Oh, that Mac gets all the cool gigs. Mayor Zoran Mamdani moving to place stricter limits now on the use of solitary confinement in the city's jails. He's directed the city law department to help implement a law which was passed by the city council a couple of years ago. The Adams administration had successfully blocked that law from taking effect last year, arguing that limiting solitary confinement would lead to increased violence. Mamdani is siding with the city council and the public advocate, saying it's time to put the city back on track to end solitary confinement as soon as possible. Says the city will work closely with the federal monitor overseeing Rikers to get it done. And then we got this guy in Queens facing animal cruelty charges now for allegedly tying up two dogs behind his car and then dragging them across the neighborhood. I know, right? Prosecutors say they have video of 68-year-old Dan Bujor driving a red Volkswagen in Long Island City. Two dogs leashed to the back of the vehicle, forcing the animals to run after the car. The dogs, named Marzipan and Nougat, were seen being dragged. A witness recorded and reported the incident to police. Thank you, witness. And Bujor was arrested a short time later. Officers removed the dogs and took them to the Manhattan ASPCA for treatment. Both animals injured and are being provided ongoing care. The ASPCA says in the last 2 weeks alone, they've taken in nearly 20 animals from 18 suspected meanies, cruel situations, that is. Dozens of Queens residents are out of a home today after a massive five-alarm fire this morning in Ridgewood.
For families that live along Madison Street, they woke up to the sound of firefighters banging on their doors.
It was just a panic. We were able to get out.
FDNY EMT Chief Paul Miano, one of many FDNY members on scene.
Six injuries, five firefighters, all minor injuries, and one civilian minor injuries.
Erica and her family have lived in this apartment for over 20 years.
We took all of our important pictures, all the important documents. We rushed outside, and it was very emotional.
Mayor Mamdani also was on scene. He says the Red Cross is working with all families who lost their homes to find shelter and new clothing. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Ridgewood.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
Huddle up. We got one play. Everything we work for comes down to this.
Quick question. Speaking of workouts, how would you rate your athletic program?
Bro, we're in the middle of the state championship.
Oh, so like a B+ then?
Dude, get out of our huddle.
Well, at Homes.com, we leave it all on the field to get you detailed information on local schools.
Off the field!
Off the field. Copy. All right, go sports.
How'd he even get in here?
Homes.com.
Bing-dong.
We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.